Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to talk about moving on. So how does one decide when they are ready to move on? Well, I'll tell you. I believe a lot of it has to do with listening to your soul, listening to your heart, telling you that perhaps you're not happy with where you're living currently. Maybe you're not happy in the relationship you're in. Maybe you're not happy in your job. And what happens for most people is that they'll just stay there and they'll complain about it to anyone who'll listen forever. And the reality is that we as human beings can make choices in our lives. In fact, it is our job to make choices in our lives. And we do our best to make the best choices for ourselves as possible. And to not make a new choice is a choice in itself. So for many, many years, I was in Massachusetts, 35 all told. I started there in 79, in September, when I went off to college. And I really liked the area for a number of years. But somewhere around my 10th year or so, I was starting to get really antsy. I believe it really started when my ex and I crossed the Connecticut River and we went to Vermont. This was Dorset, Vermont area, which is southern Vermont. And it was beautiful. You could see forever. And they have laws down there regarding no billboards. And stores like Dunkin' Donuts with bright colors have to tone down their colors so it matches the colonial decor of the area. And it's just so beautiful and quaint. And I realized that at that time, I didn't want to be in the over-commercialized, overly busy, overly populated area that I was living anymore. However, at that time, my ex, who I was married to at the time, said simply he couldn't get a job elsewhere. He would never be able to get a job up in Vermont, similar to what he was doing in the Boston area, which is archival photography at Harvard University, which he's still doing to this day. And besides, there was little culture up there, although there were a lot of educated people. There wasn't the kind of culture that he's used to in the Boston area. And he's always been in the Boston area. He's never left the area his entire life. So, as long as I was with him, I was going to be in the Metro Boston area. Then in like 2003, a year into my hypnosis career, we took a trip to San Diego for, actually it was a real estate training. And I fell in love with the Pacific Ocean. It was so beautiful, clear, blue. You could see down to the bottom. Unlike the Atlantic up near us, which was dark, dingy, and full of stuff. And the sunshine and just the pastel colors of the buildings, it was just so different. Even like all the trees, plants around here are just so different. And I just really wanted to be out here. I've been yearning for it forever. In fact, everyone in my life realized that. Even one of my fellow hypnotists, who I probably haven't seen in, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 years now, maybe more, I don't know. When I emailed her about maybe seeing her at a convention she was putting together, she even remembered I wanted to come out here to California. So it's something I've been wanting to do for a really long time. Problem is that there were responsibilities. The next time that I really wanted to leave the area was to go to nursing school. This time in New Mexico. I found a nursing school there that I thought I wanted to go to. However, my godson's father made it really clear by getting really angry with me. And by the way, he doesn't generally get angry with me. He didn't want me leaving his kids. And at that time, they were like 8 and 10 years old, I think. And it was a good thing because my godson did have some challenges later on that I was here to help him with, which brought us very close, and he's a really important part of my life today. So it was good I didn't leave then. And then a few years ago, my mother's second husband passed away, and I needed to help her out with a bunch of things to do with that as well. So it was good that I was on the East Coast to take care of that stuff, even though she was down in Maryland, and I won't go into the ordeals that were involved in that whole ordeal. But suffice to say, it really wasn't my time to leave yet. My ex and I got divorced, and then it became a little bit easier to find my way out of Massachusetts. But the other problem that I had when I was thinking about this was, well, there's a lot of people who come out to California, but without contacts, it's really hard to make anything go. So I had a client who told me that she had a lot of contacts and it was time to get me in touch with these people so I could make my move to California and be around more open-minded people for the work that I do in hypnosis and linguistic programming. So it was with her contacts and the belief in her and her contacts that I got in my car on August 10th, and I left my stuff in storage, took just the stuff I needed, and drove myself across country. It took 5 days to do. And it felt like the very best thing for me to do. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, many of those contacts fell through. But I'm still grateful to her because without her telling me she had contacts and people that I could work through, I never would have come out here. And it has been a struggle to some degree because those contacts didn't work out. However, I will also tell you that I'm so much happier out here. I find that people are a lot easier going, probably because of all the sunshine. They're happier out here because of the sunshine and the nice weather. And by and large, I've found people to be really helpful out here so far. Now, again, I've only been here for a couple of months, and people seem to be genuinely happier here. In New England, people are so stressed out. They're running around with their heads cut off. They have no idea what they're doing. It's all about the almighty buck. It's all about just surviving. It's not about living. And that was one of the things that I really was looking forward to when I came out here to California, was to be able to enjoy the outside weather, to enjoy myself walking and riding my bike and doing those kinds of things out here, spending more time in nature, by the beaches. And by the way, I've done a lot of that, actually, because I am living close to the beaches. And they are prettier than what I had up in New England area. So you need to ask yourself deeply, are you happy with the way your life is going, where you're living currently? Are there enough opportunities where you are to do the things that are important to you in the way that is important to you? Are there people back home who are telling you that you need to stay there for them instead of wanting you to do what's best for you or what you feel you need to do in order to know that you're living a life without regrets? Because that's the other thing that I learned when I was working in elder care many moons ago, before I got into hypnosis even. I was working with this wonderful woman. Her name was Millie. She was 95 years old, so she had a whole lot of life experience behind her. And she taught me to not live with any resentments or regrets. And I knew in my heart, my soul, that I needed to get myself out here to the West Coast. And so I'm asking you, what do you need to do to move on in your life? Is it a relationship that you're in that doesn't feel right? That maybe you're always made to feel wrong? Or maybe you're upset a lot? Or maybe it just feels hard? Maybe that's a relationship that you need to rethink and maybe leave so you can be healthier and happier. Or maybe you're doing a lot of things for people who aren't really doing things in return. I have a lot of friends back east who have kids, and they do everything for their kids. I'm talking about grown kids in this case. I mean, you know, kids in their 20s. And these kids do little to nothing to help out the parent. One needs to ask, when is it time to cut off and do your own life? Your kids are raised. It's time to move on and make a life for yourself. You did your job. It doesn't mean that you stop your communication. It just means that you have an adult communication with them instead of a kid relationship with them. And do the things that make you happy. instead of feeling like you need to fulfill their every wish and dream and be present, because the bottom line is, if that's the kind of relationship you have with them, I hate to tell you this, but it's codependent. It's not healthy. So you need to leave that anyway. And what about your job? Are you in a job that you actually enjoy, where your soul is moved to be doing the work? Or are you doing the job because you feel that's all you know how to do, or because it creates a regular income for you, and you're fearful of moving on? You know, the life of an entrepreneur is not an easy life, because money can come in and go out, and sometimes it doesn't come in as quick as you need it to. There's a lot of challenges. And that being said, to work for somebody else means living with, perhaps, hearing about layoffs that may or may not happen to you. A lot of times businesses are eaten up by other businesses, so you might be out of a job that way. You might be forced to move anyway against your own wishes. Really, your life isn't your own when you work for somebody else. However, that works for the great majority of people because at least they know they have a regular paycheck. And I'm not going to tell you what is right for you to do. I'm just asking you to check in with yourself to see what's right for you. Because only you know. And I'll tell you from Access Consciousness, the way that you can tell also is if you're thinking about it and it feels like really heavy, then it's not right for you. If it feels really light, then it is right for you. That's how you can tell pretty easily. So I drove myself across country, and I've had my challenges. I'm not going to lie to you. However, what I can tell you is that I'm so much happier here than I was back east. The sunshine is amazing. The people are nice. They're not as uptight and frustrated as the people back east, by and large, at least for my couple of months that I've been here, which reconciles with what I remember with all of my trips that I came out here before to do all my trainings. And it was just time to move on. So I hope you found this helpful to check in with yourself and see what would really make you happy in your own life, and to do the things that you need to do to make yourself happy. Because the only person who can make yourself happy is really you. And by the way, since I've been here in Los Angeles area, practically everyone I've met, well, all right, maybe 8 out of 10 people that I've met here are transplants. So a lot of people pick up and move and do something different. And I've met people from all over the world who picked up and came here. So I'm not telling you to pick up and move anywhere, but I am telling you to get in touch with your soul's journey, listen to it, and do what it's telling you to do. Because until you have the experience of doing those things that you're being led to do, you can't know what the opportunities are in the new place that you're going to, who you'll meet, what you'll be able to create. And especially if you're not that happy where you are currently, be it geographically, be it your job, be it your relationship, you owe it to yourself to check in and do something different. And in so doing, move on. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you. Called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.